are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. In Jesus is no sin, is the title of this devotion. Here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin." In Jesus is no sin. In him is no sin. Friends, if you want to receive something that you don't have, if I need milk, I love milk. I drink too much of it, which is why I know I sometimes have, I'm a bit congested sometimes. It's because I love my bowl of cereal. I love my milk and my tea and my coffee. And okay, I don't go to Quick Fit where they fix tires and other things and say, "Can I have some milk, please?" I don't go to Argos, and that is a place where you can buy a TV or some other things, and say, "Can I have some milk?" No, I go to the place where they sell the milk. And if you need freedom from sin, then you got to go to him who has no sin. You got to go to him who can give you the freedom. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You see, it says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians, come on. Where are you? There you are. It says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God." He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Christ is the sinless one who offered himself without blemish. As Peter would say here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by the traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ," listen, "as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Jesus Christ was utterly blameless. Blameless. There was nothing in him that had any part in sin. There was no sin in him. He was without blame. He was holy. Even Pilate said, "I find no fault with him." There was no fault with him. But Jesus is the one who came to take away our sin. He who knew no sin. If you say, "I need help because I have sin," and we all do, there's only one you can come to who can help you, and it's Jesus. There's only one. Nobody can help you get free from sin but Jesus Christ alone. There's no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved but the name of Jesus Christ alone. Again, there is no other name. You'll find this in Acts chapter 3. There's no other name given unto man by which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. There is no other help for any human being but Jesus. And if we realize that, then we begin want to spread that name. We want to share that answer for people. Go with me for a moment. Let me read it to you from a little classic Amplified Bible, Hebrews chapter 10. And look at this. Oh, how I love this. And I know you hear me say that often, but I do. We'll start at verse 5 of Hebrews chapter 10. "Now hence, when he, Christ entered into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but instead you have made ready a body for me to offer. Okay, that statement, you've made a body for me to offer. The body of the Lord Jesus Christ was not just anybody. No, he was the seed of the woman, according to the promise in Genesis 3, verse 5. The seed of the woman will crush your head and you will bruise its heel. Speaking of Christ's suffering, the bruising of the heel. And Jesus Christ is the seed of the woman. He was born of a virgin. God fulfilled his promise. And God reiterated that promise in Isaiah 9, verse 6, and in many other places, that Jesus was born of a virgin, Mary. And we all know that. He's born of the seed of Abraham. He is the seed of Abraham. Galatians specifically really shows that so clearly, but also the book of Romans and many other places. He is the seed of David. It has to do with his right to rule and to reign. And we read so much about that throughout the scripture. Jesus Christ was not any man, but the body he had was not just anybody. Matthew and Luke shows you that he comes from Adam, that he comes from David. Jesus is not any other man. There's no other human being like Jesus. Nobody else can be Jesus but Jesus. And that is important. He's not a mythical person. He's not a symbolical person. He's a real human being like you and me. But he is the one that God predestined to be our Savior before the foundation of the world, to be our Redeemer. We are predestined to be like him. And God then shows you his handiwork and how he brought all his promises to pass. And so you have made a body for me. In burnt offering and sin offering, you have no delight. Then I said, behold, here I am, coming to do your will, O God, to fulfill what is written of me in the volume of the book. When he had said just before, you have neither desired, nor have you taken delight in sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, all of which are offered according to the law. Why did God not have a delight in those offerings when he ordered them? Because those offerings were a continual reminder that we were still sinners. All these offerings were made to bring forgiveness, to bring a symbolism of what God would do through Jesus, but they were reminded that we were still sinners. But listen, verse 9, he then went on to say, behold, here I am coming to do your will. Thus he does away with and annuls the formal order as a means of expiating sin, so that he might inaugurate and establish the second latter order. In other words, he took away the old sacrifices of the law to bring in a new order of righteousness through what he had done. In accordance with this will of God, we have all been made holy, consecrated, and sanctified through the offering made once and for all of the body of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. Furthermore, every human priest stands at the altar of service, ministering daily, offering the same sacrifice over and over again, which never able to strip from every side of us the sins that envelop us and take them away. Whereas this one Christ, after he had offered a single sacrifice for our sins that shall prevail for all time, sat down at the right hand of God, then to wait until the enemy should be made a stool beneath his feet. Listen now, for by a single offering he has forever completely cleansed and perfected those who are consecrated and made holy. My goodness, Jesus, who knew no sin, offered himself as the sacrifice to take away sin. You want to get free from sin? There's nobody else you could go to but Jesus. And sin expresses itself in us fundamentally in the weakness of our flesh nature, of our human flesh nature. That weakness of the flesh nature is the nature of sin. And while we may say, you know, these anger fits, these harsh, cruel statements, these rebellions, these lusts, these fears, these all of this, I know it's not right, and I wish I wasn't like that, and I hate myself for being like this, and I'm ashamed, and I try to cover it and hide it, but I know it's still there, and I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. What do I do, Pastor? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You want to get free from sin? You got to go to Him who has the power to take it away. There's nobody else but Jesus. As a pastor, I can bring Jesus to you, but I cannot do anything else. And through Christ in me, as much as He's in me, I'm an example of what He can do. But I look at other people and I see Jesus in them and what He's accomplished in them in freeing them from that old nature and empowering them with a new nature. And I stand amazed, and I just am so excited to be surrounded by so many beautiful people in whom Jesus lives and expresses Himself, and how they live free from the old nature of sin through the new nature of Christ within. And I am so honored to be surrounded by so many beautiful people. But I am not the perfect example of Christ. No, Christ Himself is the only perfect one. He is my perfection. And I have Him as much as I have Him, but you have Him in you. And together we make up that body of Christ. And in all of us, you see the manifold wonder of the Father revealing His Son in us. And that's why we need to be one body. That's why my hand is not just my hand because it has one little finger. It's my hand because it's got 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's the beauty, is how God is able to make the body by all, joining us all together and expressing in us and through us the wonder of Himself. Now, let me close with you from chapter 9 of Hebrews, verse 14. How much more surely shall the blood of Christ, who by virtue of His eternal spirit, His own pre-existent divine personality, has offered Himself as an unblemished sacrifice to God, purify our conscience from dead works and lifeless observances to serve the living God. Simply, and I pray this scripture all the time, Hebrews 9:14, that eternal spirit by which He offered Himself without blemish to the Father is at work in me, enabling me to offer myself in that same power of His blood without blemish before the Father. What makes me free from sin in the presence of the Father is the power of the blood of Jesus. Oh, there's a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. What a beautiful hymn. There is a fountain filled with blood flowing from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains. Oh, it's just worthy. Worthy is the Lamb to receive the praise and the glory and the honor that He who knew no sin gave Himself for you and me to set us free from sin. Jesus is the answer. Amen. Have a good day.